So now I'm going to run through some information on scams for you, which came from Stoke-on-Trent City Council. So to kick off with, I've got blockers. Since 2022, the City Council have installed a number of core blockers to protect residents from nuisance and scam phone calls. Scam and nuisance calls can affect people in many ways. These types of crimes often cause financial loss, emotional distress, social isolation, and a loss of confidence. Since the core blockers were installed, they have blocked 8,069 scam and nuisance calls. This was 33% of all calls received. They still have a number of core blockers left, which would be available to loan free of charge for an initial period of 6 months. If you think that you'd benefit from a core blocker, or you're aware of anyone who you think would, please do express an interest by emailing public.protection@stoke.gov.uk, or you can also Google scams and stoke.gov. Please provide the name, address, and contact number of the person who is making the application. Please note that there's only a limited number of these blockers available, and they will be allocated on the basis of need after an assessment has been made. So the winter fuel payment scams. Following a recent announcement by the government regarding winter fuel payments, there has been a rise in scammers impersonating the Department for Work and Pensions, the DWP, to try and steal your personal and financial information. The winter fuel payment is only paid for those over the state pension age in England and Wales with an income of £35,000 a year or less. The payment will be made automatically this winter and will be £200 per household, or £300 where there is someone over the age of 80 living in the home. Scam texts have been sent claiming to offer either a winter heating allowance, energy allowance, home energy allowance, or a grant as part of DWP energy support programmes. The texts also claim that you're eligible to receive £200 to £300 under one of these schemes. The text will include a link to a website impersonating the government where you will be asked to enter your details. Tips to spot and report scam texts, messages from unknown numbers, requests for personal and financial information, texts which include links, poor spelling and grammar, being pressured to take action quickly, and you can also report scam texts by forwarding the message for free to 7726. Fake QR codes. Action Fraud recently reported that 3.5 million was lost to fake QR code scams in 2024. These fake QR codes are usually found at car parks and are large stickers which have been placed over the real QR codes. We're also seeing fake QR codes on shopping platforms, which will lead you to fake websites. How to spot a QR code scam? Check for evidence of tampering when you scan QR codes or get somebody to check it for you in a public space, as someone may have placed a sticker over the real one, or it may look out of place. If you or a friend or family member is in any doubt, type in the web address manually to visit the correct website. Don't use an app to scan QR codes, as it increases the risk of downloading malware or being redirected to a misleading advert. Most phones have a scanner built into the camera, so use this instead. Preview the web address as you start to scan it. You should be able to inspect the link by clicking on additional settings within the scanner, or you could turn off internet access for your device. You can put it on airplane mode and open the link to view the address details first. If it doesn't begin with HTTPS or the website's address is different to what you were expecting, don't ever visit it. Don't use QR codes to download apps, as this increases the risks of installing something malicious. Use a verified app store instead, like Play Store or PlayGoogle.com, or App Store at AppsApple.com. Avoid QR codes and emails, as scammers are increasingly using QR codes to disguise malicious links, as email security tools don't always scan images. Sextortion black... sextortion blackmail scams. Sextortion is where criminals pose as young people online to trick victims into sending pictures of themselves. They then use these images to blackmail the victims. Anyone can be a victim of this crime, but young people from 15 to 17 and adults under 30 are most at risk. Criminals will target people through dating apps and social media platforms. They will often use a fake identity and then try to establish a relationship with the victim. Once they've established a relationship, they will encourage the victim to share intimate content, either willingly or sometimes unknowingly, through the use of webcam sessions or private messages. Sextortion can cause significant emotional distress, feelings of shame, fear, and anxiety. It's crucial to remember that victims are never at fault. Recognizing the warning signs: unfamiliar contact, messages from a stranger, or a hacked account of someone you know. Rapid escalation: conversations quickly turn sexually explicit. Platform switch: the scammer urges you to move from social media to an encrypted messaging app. Pressure tactics: the scammer manipulates or coerces you into sharing intimate contact, intimate content. Hacking claims: they claim to have hacked your device and accessed personal information. And financial demands: after sharing an image, they demand payment, often via cryptocurrency or gift cards. What to do if you've been targeted? If you're a victim of sextortion, it's not your fault. There is help and support available. Don't panic. Help and support is there for you. Stop all communication with the offender immediately. Don't pay, even if you're tempted, as there's no guarantee this will stop the threats. Save the evidence. Take screenshots. Save messages and images. Report it. Report the incident to Staffordshire Police by calling 101 or 999 if you feel you are at immediate risk or harm. Report it to the social media platform you've been contacted on. You can also use Stop Non-Consensual Intimate Image Abuse, which is stopnc11.org. Or you can actually email that. It's a free tool to help detect and remove images from being shared online. And you can report it. So, illegal money lending. The England illegal money lending team investigates and prosecutes illegal money lenders and provides support for those who borrowed money from a loan shark. If you've been a victim of a loan shark or know someone who may have been a victim, then you can find more information at stoploansharks.co.uk. Take control of who contacts you. Register with the Telephone Preference Service, TPS, to reduce unwanted sales calls. You can register for free on 0345 070 0707, or you can go to tpsonline.org.uk. You can register with the Mailing Preference Service, the MPS, to reduce unwanted mail. You can register for free on 0207 291 3310, or you can go to mpsonline.org.uk. You can also register with the Fundraising Preference Service, the FPS, to reduce unwanted charity contacts. You can register for free on 0300 303 3517, or you can go to Fundraising Regulator, or you can go and Google the Fundraising Regulator online. And finally, fakes hotline number. If you think someone is selling fake goods, you can report it by ringing the Trading Standards number on 01782 238 444. When leaving a message, please include as much information as you can, such as what type of products are being sold and how much they're being sold for, the name and address of the seller if you know it, where the items are being sold, any vehicle being used, or a description of where the goods are stored, where the seller can be found, and details of any printed advertising, online advertising, or social media posts. If you need advice or want to report a scam to Stoke-on-Trent Trading Standards, please contact the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline, and that is 0808 223 1133.